Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, experienced in the ways of Washington. So I go to Thaddeus when I've just run out of ideas as to what the devil is going on. Thaddeus, within these last days, former president of the United States has been indicted by, well, we're told the indictment, we haven't read it, but we're told the indictment by the district attorney of Manhattan. I won't pursue what it's for. I'll just say there is no precedent for anyone indicting a former president or a president of the United States. No precedent. We're in uncharted territory. And my concern, and I had a conversation with Conrad Black about this, my concern is that we've established something called victor's justice, that each election cycle will be vulnerable to prosecutors anywhere in America to bring charges against a major candidate in order to and then achieve what. But in any event, we've wandered into a place that has no precedent, and that alone is dangerous. Do you measure the political conversation today has collapsed, that we can't establish a sense of common sense here, that indicting a former president while he's running for president is intervention in the election process?
Well, first, I have to correct you, John. We didn't do anything. It was the Democratic Party that did this. And it's bigger than the district attorney in Manhattan. It is the Democratic Party wanted Donald Trump indicted. They also want Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee in 2024 because they think he may be the only Republican they can beat. So the Democrats have got what they wanted. They've politicized justice. They've weaponized government to do it at all levels, federal, state, and local, where they have control. And now they've indicted Donald Trump. And all of a sudden it dawned on them that following an indictment, there'll be a trial and there may or may not be a conviction. And as is their want, once they get what they want, now they start to look at the consequences of it. These are not consequences they can avoid. What they have done is they're rending the country in half, and they've done so on the pretext that no one is above the law. And yet we've seen throughout the past several years, every Democrat or people who are aligned with the Democratic Party have either not been even investigated and certainly have not been indicted and have skated on things that they've done because the people in charge of the weaponized government have decided to look the other way. So I would urge my Democratic friends that if you do not wish to continue to cross this Rubicon and burn the bridge behind you, you might want to take a second and look at what you're doing, because as we both know, John, in politics, what goes around comes around. As my father used to say, what's fair is fair. You are destroying norms across the board. And once you've done that, what will be in place to protect you should the worm turn?
The question of the Bragg, District Attorney Bragg in Manhattan, bringing this indictment. There's also news now of in Washington Post of a special investigation of the classified documents found at the former president's home in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. And the case is said by the Washington Post to be an obstruction of justice case because something was said or done by the former president to prevent the investigators from finding the full facts about the documents that were found in Mar-a-Lago. It is striking, and our colleague Devin Nunes pointed this out to me, that this is the same thing we saw during the Russiagate story. It wasn't the crime, it was the obstruction of the investigation of what turned out not to be a crime. So we're going to go through that same opera again, and you and I and Annie McCarthy, we were on the case for, what, 2, 3, 4 years, that is? And here we go again.
Basically 5, John. So what they do is the left pretends a crime has been done. They launder the information through the media. Then the weaponized government picks it up through the media, and then they start an investigation. Knowing that no crime has been done, they will then try to stick a process crime upon you, frame you up, and take you get an indictment, like a ham sandwich in a grand jury that is usually Democratic area from which they are drawn. And then all of a sudden, you're indicted and you're in trial for your life. We've seen this over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I don't know how to stop the Republicans from doing the same thing when they are back in control. And if I was a Democratic elected official right now, I'd be telling my people, stop this insanity. You're damaging not only the Republic, you're certainly putting a target on every one of our backs come down when we go down the road and the Republicans run the government. Let's not forget something, John. This happened to Tom DeLay. When a rogue county prosecutor decided to use an ex post facto law on Tom DeLay that turned out to be risible, and yet Tom DeLay wound up resigning his seat, having to fight this in court, tossing him tons of money, and at the end, he was fully exonerated, and yet the left got what it wanted. Well, I think Republicans have learned since Tom DeLay and watching Trump, they're certainly not going to stand back and let the Democrats run a two-tiered system. And I don't know how to stop them from engaging in the same type of behavior the Democrats are doing right now. I wish I could.
That is McCarter, recovering politician from Livonia, Detroit, Michigan, writing in American Greatness and commenting on the unhappy news of an indictment of a former president of the United States who is running for re-election. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hola, déjame preguntarte algo. ¿Quieres que tu carro dure más, que corra más suave y que rinda mejor? Tranquilo, estoy hablando de tu motor. Te tengo algo bueno, Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam ayuda a que tu motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y es facilito de usar. Solo lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Déjalo trabajar mientras manejas. Sin pasos extras ni visitas al mecánico. Si tu carro anda medio raro, temblando en el rally sin fuerza, gastando gasolina como cafecito por la ventanita, puede que sea hora. Seafoam es tu primer paso sencillo para recuperar ese rendimiento, para que rinda como debe ser, suave y con power. Y esto no es nuevo. Seafoam ha sido confiado por mecánicos por más de 75 años. ¡75 años! Eso es mucha confianza, mi gente. Y por eso, millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener sus motores fuertes. Agarra una lata de Seafoam hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita y pa'lante con confianza.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pick up fees may apply.